be here, amen.
Thank you for each one that's come out, come this way. Appreciate you being here, appreciate the visitors being here. Thank God for faithful people of, let me look again. I was here years ago, amen. Flowing Rivers all the time, amen. Or Living Water Baptist Church. I come to Flowing Rivers years ago. You know, I'm glad God sorts all that out, amen. If he didn't sort out a bunch of my praying, it would never get through. I'm grand to that, amen. I pray for y'all a lot of times and pray for Flowing Rivers Baptist Church. Amen.
God overlooks you.
And it's not even that, amen. But the Lord's so good to us. Appreciate you people being faithful, the church, you know, the meeting. We thank God for everybody that's come, but primarily the meeting's for you, for this local church.
Amen.
And I appreciate you being faithful to the meeting. That means a lot to your pastor, and I know you're faithful anyway, but thank God for you being here in these course of these days. Amen. I'm gonna give you a remedy, amen. I was telling Brother Tim about it. I'll give you a remedy of how to take care of, you know, if you've got, sometimes I have chronic ingrown toenails, amen, especially seemingly on my right foot for some reason. So I'll tell you how to get rid of that, get over that, amen. I think I've got one infected. Of course, it don't help using your razor knife, amen, to try to open it up, but kind of crazy like that. Well, you break your hand, amen. Then you're not worried about your infected toe.
Yeah, that's right.
And he's telling me, amen, he's going to pad this pulpit for these sissy preachers. So the Lord's good, amen. Brother Church was trying to encourage me to go to the hospital and stuff like that, but I found out them things are pretty expensive, amen, especially with no insurance, and I'm not making you feel sorry for me because I probably ain't going to the hospital either way. And you keep going to the hospital, and a lot of people, I'm not throwing off, but you keep going to the hospital, and you end up dead. Amen. And so I try to avoid that with all, as far as I can. I can move it, thank God for that, amen, but you can tell it's a big difference, amen. But the Lord's good, and I praise the Lord for that. Appreciate your brother, amen. He splinted it for me last night, but I said, man, this looks goofy. And I can't take a shower, and I can't shave, and I'm right-handed, and I can't even brush my teeth. You ever tried to brush your teeth left-handed? I mean, I felt like it was retarded. And I couldn't do that, and I said, let's just take this mess off and just trust the Lord. And Brother Church, I hope it ends up, I do need a grip, amen, you know, so I can carry mattresses in, amen. A lot of people are depending on me carrying mattresses up their apartments and stuff, so. We'll see what the Lord does, amen? And the Lord is so good to us. I appreciate how good God has been to me and my family.
Amen.
And I know you appreciate how the Lord's been good to your family. And so let's open up our Bibles tonight. You know, we've heard the good songs of Zion tonight and the good testimonies of the good grace of God. And, I mean, already during the course of this meeting, and I know we have a few visitors here that's not been here yet during the meeting, but already during this meeting, there's been enough gospel preached. Amen. If you wanted to get saved, you could get saved.
Amen.
You know, I can't make you get saved, and I wouldn't if I could, because, you know, it wouldn't be real anyway. But if you wanted to get saved, you could get saved. But I certainly don't want to leave here this week, amen, with people that are saved, you know, starving. And so you've heard enough exhortation and gospel already during the course of tonight, amen, that if you wanted to get right, you could come right now, amen, and get right with God.
Right.
You could get in your pew. I've seen people get bad enough, amen, they couldn't make a show at the altar.
That's right, brother.
Amen. I've seen people in meetings I've been in, amen, that fall down between the pews and get right with God. And so you don't have to be in a certain posture, and you don't have to be in a certain place, but your heart has got to be touched and crushed and contrite, and you can get right with God. Open your Bibles to Romans chapter number 12. Romans chapter number 12. And I understand this pastor in this church, I believe I'm right in saying this, as I've been here over the last several years, that they take a good stand on the truth of the Word of God, and they believe in old-time sanctified, holy living. But you know, it's good for a preacher to come in and fortify some things.
Amen.
And, you know, this is a text of Scripture, unfortunately, that is not preached by many Baptists. I was talking one time to a old-time, said he was an old-time holiness, and I was talking to him one time, and I wasn't trying to brag, but he was touting all the things that he did and did not do in order, of course, to, he was thinking he was keeping his salvation and keeping his sanctification. And I said, I believe all those things too, and I don't, but you know, I don't believe you should do a lot of things that you said, amen, that you should not do. I believe that, amen. And he said, well, I can't believe that, you being a Baptist, amen. Well, I said, there's a few of us that still believe in old time separated holy living.
Yeah, right.
And that don't make us better than anybody, but I tell you, independent Baptists today have compromised. I mean, yeah. You go into their churches and listen to their honky-tonk music and their contemporary, they call it contemporary, man. If it's new, it's not true. And so if it sounds like the world, amen, it is of the world.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, if it sounds like what I used to listen to, Def Leppard and Iron Maiden, amen, and all that crowd, amen, listen, friend, that's not of
that's
God.
Right.
I don't care if they say Jesus in it, amen. It's
right,
not
right.
of the Lord.
That's right.
And that's how far we've gone in the day. You wouldn't have to go far down the road listen to hear that type of production.
Right.
And really, that's all it is, amen. And listen, we're today, we're so enamored just because everybody can dress in a $500 suit, amen. And then you get to pay a ticket to pay $20 and you lost your money.
Yeah,
right.
Right.
At most of these concerts.
That's right.
And we call that religion.
That's right.
In fact, if you branded a donkey and run it down the middle of Main Street in Moxville and branded it religion, you'd have a following before sunset.
That's right, brother.
Better believe it.
But we need to get back to the old time way. And here's what God calls on each and every one of us to do. If you're not saved, amen, you can't do this. You could if you get right with God. You know, it'd be a blessing if somebody get right in this meeting and start out. And you know, they say, Brother David, amen, be careful with the new converts. No, this is the kind of preaching they need to hear.
Right. Absolutely.
Right.
The Bible says the grace of God teaches us to deny ungodliness and worldly lusts. And to live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Not in the world to come. This world. Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
You say, well, when I get over there to heaven, amen, I'm just good. Everything's going to be right. Well, God wants to shape up some things in you right now that
amen.
People know you're on the way to heaven.
Amen.
And so here's what he says, Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. If you can stand, if you're physically able, out of the respect and reverence for the Word of God. I beseech you, verse number 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies. Something you can see. It's not something spiritual. God did a work on the inside. Now God wants to do a work on the outside. Present your bodies a living sacrifice. Holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And by the way, most people think it's very unreasonable for you to call upon them to do that.
Yes,
right.
And be not conformed to this world. But Zach, you're missing your water duty, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to use it later on if I remember. So I'm fussing at you, amen. Let me use that as an illustration if the Lord reminds me, amen. But be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And by the way, everybody that's saved under the sound of my voice, this is the will of God for you. Yeah. Well, Brother Rose, I know where you're going with this message. I'll have to pray about it. No, I got news for you. This is the will of God for you.
Right. Amen.
If you're saved by the grace of God.
Amen.
You won't have to pray about it. You won't have to think about it. You won't have to muse over it. You won't have to meditate about it. This is the will of God for you.
Amen.
I want to preach with the help of the Lord on total surrender. Total surrender. Thank you, Brother Zane. I done mixed you up with Brother Zach. Amen. One of them got offended, I'm sure. Where am I at? Amen. If somebody after the service would show me to my car, amen, I might be able to get home. I don't know. It took me an hour and 10 minutes to get here tonight. Amen. I can't even do it with a GPS. Amen. Father, we ask you in Jesus' name you'd help us tonight. Lord, I pray that, Lord, you'd use the preaching of the Word of God. Lord, I pray that you'd fill us. And Lord, I pray that you'd use us. And Lord, I pray that you'd speak to us and through us. And we'll thank you for it. In Jesus' name, it's been a good place to be here tonight. Amen. Lord, I pray that, Lord, you just might take the Word of God, implant it in our hearts, and put it, the engrafted Word of God in us tonight. And we'll thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you. You can be seated. I say this for our friends from New York. During the Civil War, somebody said there wasn't nothing civil about it, amen. But during the Civil War, General Grant laid siege to Fort Donelson, found in Mississippi. And when the fort commander asked for terms, he was completely surrounded. He thought he was cut off. There was no way out. Of course, there was, but he didn't see that, amen. And he asked for terms of surrender to General Grant. And General Grant replied, "There will be no terms except an unconditional and immediate surrender is the only thing that can be accepted," amen. The Confederate commander thought that he had no choice but to accept what he called Grant's ungenerous and unchivalrous demand. In Romans 12, 1 and 2, our Lord is also asking for a total surrender. And I want to say his demand is not ungenerous and it's not unchivalrous, amen. It is the believer's reasonable service.
Right.
Total surrender to God. Amen. I want to notice, amen, some things from this passage of Scripture. Notice the plea for holiness, the presentation of your body, the pattern to follow, the purging of worldly pleasures, and the product of obedience. Amen. I want you to notice in verse number 1, here is the plea that God gives for holiness. Notice what the Bible says in our text verse of verse number 1. "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God." Amen. And there could be no greater plea, amen, that the apostle could make, but by the mercy. Listen, if you're saved by the grace of God, it was God's mercy that saved you. Right. Sinner friend, it's the mercy of God that you're here tonight.
Right.
It's the mercy of God that you don't end up in hell. It's the mercy of God that I didn't end up in hell. Amen. Right. And he beseeches you by the mercy of God to present your bodies a living sacrifice. He calls you near. He invites you, amen, by the mercy of God. All through the New Testament, amen, We see that, listen, it is God's mercy in everything that He affects in our lives. Amen. See, we are in Christ, free from all condemnation. Amen. You realize, amen, listen, there is therefore no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Amen. You don't have no condemnation. Who laid anything to the charge of God's elect? You know why we can say, blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. I have total peace that I'm His and Christ is mine. Amen. Because thank God, when He saved us by the grace of God, He took our part. He took our place. Hallelujah. That's what He can do for you tonight. Amen. By the mercies of God, we're in Christ. We're free from all condemnation. We're indwelt by the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. If you don't know that the Holy Spirit, if the Holy Spirit doesn't abide in your life, amen, and He's as much a person as God is a person, and if He doesn't abide in you, you're none of His. You don't even know the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's not spooky.
Right.
That's not Pentecostal.
Right.
I'm going to tell you, He's a person that leads and guides you into all truth. We are indwelt by the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. We are sons by adoption.
Right.
He's pleading with them and beseeching them by the mercy. Listen, I'm going to tell you, if you can see some of these benefits and see what a responsibility is on your part to present your body a living sacrifice. We're His by adoption. We're His by a birth. That's a natural birth. Thank God, hallelujah, that we're born into the Spirit, by the Spirit of God, into the family of God, but we're also adopted. I've asked people, amen, in congregations where I preach that have actually been adopted, amen. Listen, I'm a son of Gerald Rose. Actually, his name is Bandy Gerald Rose. My name is Richard Gerald Rose. Amen. Hallelujah. And my youngest son, where'd he go? Amen. Hallelujah. There he is. Amen. He is David Richard Rose. Amen. So he's named after his dad, after Bandy Rose. And listen, I'm named after my dad. He's named after his dad. Amen. The third in succession. Amen. It's my dad. As much as I hate it, he could write me out of the will and not leave me one thing when he passes away. I have his will. I'm the POA of his will. It's in the lockbox. But he can change his will and write me out of everything because I'm his natural born son. But do you know the laws of adoption are still such? You cannot disinherit an adopted son. It's still that way. You cannot disinherit a adopted son or daughter, amen. Thank God. Are you listening? I'm not talking about Calvinism. Amen. But God, the Bible talks about it. He chose us, amen. Thank God. When you go into that adoption center, you say, I want that one right there. I want him. Glory to God. Listen, I'm glad he loved the world, but I'm glad for the day that I found out from God he wanted me. Amen. And you couldn't give your body over to him.
That's it. Preach, bro.
That's it.
Yes, sir.
Man.
You can present your body a living sacrifice after all he's done for you. Listen, he'll never disinherit you. Well, you say, if I believe that, the free will's held up in the mountains. If I believe that, I've lived any way I wanted to. I'm going to tell you, if you believe the Bible, you'll live the way God wants you to.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Lest we mess up. Yes, we sin. Yes, I've made thousands of mistakes, mishaps, and sins. Amen. But I'm glad, thank God, according to the Bible, I give unto them eternal life.
Amen.
And they shall never perish.
Amen.
He gave you all that.
Yes.
And you can't give him your time.
That's right.
That's right,
brother.
Good preaching.
That's right.
You can't give him your talents.
Right.
You can't give him everything about you. You know what, young lady? Hallelujah. He wants you.
Amen.
He wants you. He wants everything. You know, there is so much. Brother Luke, there is so much potential in this room tonight. Who knows what God can do if we have revival in this place.
Amen.
He don't only love the world, he loves you.
Right.
He cares about you, amen.
Right.
We're his by adoption. We're eternally linked up with Christ.
Yes.
I like that.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I know some of us are trying to hook up with boys and hook up with girls. And we're trying to get on, trying to get friended to people's Facebook. Listen, I just want to be linked up with the Lord.
Yeah.
I want to be linked up with Christ. Amen. Amen. By the mercies of God. Amen. We're the elect of God. Don't let that word scare you.
Oh,
yeah.
That's right.
Amen.
Let me explain it one way as simply as I know how. When you were born... the devil voted against you.
Right. That's right, preacher.
God voted for you.
Right.
And you cast the deciding vote.
That's right. Amen.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
You say, well, that ain't right, amen. Well, I got news for you, Bubba. Listen, if you're going to get saved, you've got to obey the gospel.
Amen. It
looks
amen.
Like you've got a responsibility.
That's right. Right.
You can't save yourself.
Right.
But I'm going to tell you what, you've got to obey what God has given to you. Amen.
Right. Amen.
And I'm going to tell you, thank God, I'm glad we're the elect of God. I'm glad in God's foreknowledge. He knows. Amen.
Yes.
But he's given you a choice. Why do you think you're here?
Amen.
Why do you think God's dealing in your heart like he's done? Amen.
Amen.
Thank God he has given you a choice. You better make up your mind, amen.
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 We're the elect of God.
Yeah.
And we're predestinated to be conformed to the image of God's dear Son.
That's right.
Amen. Do you know most of these doctrines, amen, that the Calvinists get hung up on is dealing with what God's doing in the saved person's life?
Yes, sir. That's right. That's exactly right.
Find me an elect sinner in the Bible.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
Amen.
You don't find one.
That's right.
It's not in there.
Right.
Some of these Calvinists, amen, and we've had a preacher brother, amen, that said, well, enough of this bunch of easy prayerism and easy believism, and they just rolled over into Calvinism from one ditch to another ditch, amen.
Amen. Right.
But there ain't no such thing as an elect sinner.
Amen.
I tell you, them doctrines will make you as cold as a turkey snood.
Yeah. Amen.
That's right. That's right, amen. You'll be cold. You'll be indifferent. You won't be excited about salvation.
Amen.
I don't find any of that crowd excited about salvation. But thank God, I'll tell you what, you've been predestinated to be conformed to the image of God's dear Son. You don't understand it. You can't fathom it. You don't know why you're going through what you're going through. But all things work together for good to them that love God. Amen.
Yes, sir.
He's going to make you conform to the image of God's dear Son.
Amen.
I'm talking about the mercies of God.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
And this is what he's pleading with them about. I beseech you, therefore, brethren. Amen. There'll be no charge. Get this, Brother Church. There'll be no charge that'll ever be laid against the believer that God will hear.
Yeah, get a hold of that.
Can you imagine what the devil's accused us of today?
Oh, boy.
Look what he's saying.
Yeah.
Look what she said.
Yeah.
Look what he thought. Look what they did.
Yes, sir.
Amen. But I'm glad when we're saying, listen, I'm not making out the grace of God and turning into lasciviousness. Amen.
No.
But I'm telling you, if you're saved by the grace of God, you're secure in Him. You're saved by the grace of God. And I understand. Listen, when we study that carnal lifestyle and that carnal man in the book of Corinthians, amen, many times he'll remind you of a lost person. You say you shouldn't judge that way. I'm going to say something here. That's your fault and not my fault.
Right.
If you're living like a lost person, and I think you're that way, then that ain't my fault.
That's right.
Because I can only judge by what I see.
That's right.
So if you're not lost, prove me wrong.
That's right.
Get out of the fleshly bit. Carnal person.
That's right.
Amen.
You're going out here saying, Brother Roberts called us a bunch of buzzards. Amen. Listen, old buzzard. He's a carnivorous person. Amen. Yeah. He's always flying around dead stuff and eating on dead stuff and rotten stuff. Amen. Yeah. That's what a carnal person does.
Yeah.
They eat of the flesh and the dead works.
That's right.
Quit being a buzzer,
amen.
Start being what God's called you to be. Be a saint of God, a soldier, a saint person, a son,
amen.
Right.
All you buzzards, say amen.
Amen.
I appreciate it. We couldn't get another other buzzard. I'm telling you, that's what it is. I'm not a smart man, but a carnal person's a carnivorous person. They like the things of the flesh. Let me say this. They're not interested in this passage of Scripture like they should be.
Right.
They're not interested in presenting their bodies. They know what God will call on them to do. God is holy. He'll call on them to be holy people. So if you ain't got no walk desire whatsoever to be holy, I doubt what you've got.
Amen.
I doubt what you've got. Amen. There is no separation from the love of God for those that are in Christ Jesus. Nothing so separate us from the love of God. Not one thing. Tribulation, distress, peril, sword. Nothing. Amen. So he says, I'm pleading with you and beseeching you by the mercies of God. And that's just scratching the surface is all that's doing. Of all the good things God done for us when He saved us. And He says, I'm beseeching you by these mercies that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. The presentation of your body in verse number 1. Notice the presentation, amen. Presentation and the... It happens to be a yielding to God and putting it at someone else's disposal. You're not your own. Don't you know that? You're not, if you're saved, you're not your own. You know why we can't have revival in our independent Baptist churches? It's because people are living like they are their own. But you're not your own. You're to present your body and put it at His disposal. And I'm going to tell you, God has a right to demand this. The Shekinah glory come down in the Old Testament and it filled, there in Chronicles, it filled the temple.
Yes, sir.
The Shekinah glory of God. I mean, it filled it. It so filled it, Brother Morey, I got your name. Amen.
Good. Yes, sir.
Brother Moore, it filled it that they couldn't even enter in. The priests couldn't even enter in. They couldn't even do their priestly work. It so filled that temple. I personally believe when you get saved by the grace of God, God wants to fill you in such a way that that same Shekinah glory that was in the Old Testament is the same Shekinah glory in the person of the Holy Spirit that wants to fill you.
Sure.
Amen? And he said, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple, is the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit? The same Shekinah glory in the Old Testament is the same Shekinah glory that dwells in each believer. I'm saying, Sister Asquith, we're living way below our privilege.
That's right.
That's right.
God dwells in us that are saved.
Right.
That's it.
Man. And he said, what? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which you have of God, and you are not your own? For you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body. Yeah. That's what men can see.
Yeah.
And in your spirit. That's what men can't see, but see exemplified.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
That's my point, man. When we see us Christians, some of us may be stumbling, probably me, be stumbling blocks, amen. We smash our finger or break our hand, amen, and we throw our wrench X skulls and everything. Come on now.
Come on. That's right, brother.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
And that can be a stumbling block
to
people that are lost.
Yes,
right.
That's your spirit.
Yeah.
It's important that your body be right, but it's important that your spirit be right, and that's your disposition.
Amen.
You know, God said, they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. That is not a capital S.
Right. That's right.
If you want to be a King James Bible believer, amen, it's not a capital S.
That's right.
That's your disposition.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Right.
It's important your spirit gets right before you come in here if you want to worship.
Sure.
That's right.
That's right.
That's it. So all you that have had a fight with your wife, come to the altar right now. But that's the truth. We come in here with all kinds of qualms, fightings.
That's right. Sure.
And buddy, somebody shows up at the meeting, hey man, you got your eye on him? I don't like him. Amen.
Amen.
It's sad, amen. I had an evangelist friend of mine. He went, I'm going to mention even where he went. He went and preached. And listen, it was kind of a rough situation. He wasn't being too good. There was somebody that literally got mugged at the motel. He seen him get mugged. He said, well, I'm going to get my family to go. He called this fella, had a preacher's room, amen. And he moved his family over there. And that preacher, amen, he got all over him and raked him over the coals. He said, you're staying with my enemy.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would say, well, that's your problem. You go get right with him.
That's it.
That's right.
Yeah. That's right.
I'm not going to sit up there where people are getting mugged.
Right.
Right.
Anybody?
Right.
But that's about where we're at.
Yeah.
And the world looks on at all this. We that are saved.
That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Sanctified.
Right.
Full of the Holy Ghost or full of something.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And they look at this, amen, and they see that we're supposed to worship Him in spirit and in truth, amen. And they say, I don't want nothing to do with that.
Right.
You're right.
You know, I have to watch my disposition in the pulpit. I know we're all big and bad, and we're macho men. Somebody said, Brother Rufus said years ago, macho in the Spanish language, amen, means a male donkey.
Yeah.
I'm going on what he said, amen. And we want to be macho men. You better watch your attitude.
Right.
Yeah.
Because you're not only supposed to be glorifying Him in your body. Some of us have got that right. This part of the message is for you. It's your attitude that's wrong. And just because a preacher preaches on sin doesn't mean his attitude. But you know what? There's a fine line there.
Yes, sir. Right.
You're right. And you can cross them. We're not bullies.
Right.
If you're any kind of man like I am, I'm not saying I'm such a man. But you ain't gonna make me do nothing.
Right. Yes, sir.
That's right.
Amen.
That's exactly right,
sir.
And so God spoke to my heart last night. I'm not saying I'm apologizing for how I preach. I said, you're dealing with God's people.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Come on, preacher.
And I've got to watch how I deal with God's people.
That's right. Come on.
Amen.
Okay, since I got you in the news right now, I'm going to just pull it up tight. You're supposed to glorify me, God, in your body and in your spirit.
That's yes. It.
Because yeah. They're both God's.
That's right. Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Man.
Right.
Amen.
You're right, preacher.
They had me come down not because I got revival in a briefcase.
That's right.
Or he ain't got in that backpack.
That's right.
I carry a briefcase, and man, he carries a backpack. Amen. Whichever spirit, I don't know which is spiritually, man.
Amen.
I'm not, I know. But I'm going to tell you one thing. You can't unpack revival.
That's right.
God's one pent-up revival. God's got to get in the arrangements here. We've not even started seeing revival.
No, that's right.
God's got to get in the arrangements here, Brother Maury, so we can have an old-fashioned revival.
That's right. Help us.
But if we're not willing to get our attitude in check and right, then God ain't going to bless us.
Exactly. That's a good thing, bro.
Have I ever had to confess sin about my attitude in the family? Wasn't right. I stood in the pulpit before, and that don't make me spiritual, but I knew God wasn't going to help me, Michael, be railing on my wife and my family.
Yes, sir.
I'll tell you how I am in the flesh. I rail on people.
Right.
I bully them. God forgive me of my bulliness.
Yes, sir.
Amen?
Yes, sir.
Because listen, when you're dealing with God's people, you're dealing with God's treasure possession.
There it is, bro.
Hey, right.
You said it.
Yeah. And I don't want you to surrender to God because of Brother Rose or because
that's
you
right.
Felt pressure. And you said, well, he's going to, him and Brother Tim and Brother Moore is going to beat us up if we don't do something. No, I want God to tug on your heart.
That's right.
Yes.
That's it. Hey.
Good. You yield to God. That's just like sinners. We can put the pressure on you. And listen, I'm not trying to change the course of the meeting and what I'm preaching tonight,
right.
Just to turn the attention off you. But we can put the pressure on you and try to coach you in. Right. But it takes God.
That
he draws you with words of mercy and love. Listen, friend, very little's accomplished if it's not motivated by love. Amen.
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 That's good, brother.
Amen. Faith which worketh by love. And what we do, it's got to be motivated by Him, for Him, through Him.
Amen.
Not because you think you're going to get thrown out or you're going to lose your position, but you need to do it for Him.
Amen.
People in our church have even what we call separate churches. The only reason they live right because they're on the podium. They're made to live right. Their standards said they have. There's no love involved. Some of them are not even saved. They're void of truth altogether.
Right, right.
But they do it. They do it. But it's not motivated by love. Why do some of them people go? You ever seen Sister? You seen it? And they go just hog wild to the world.
Right.
It was pent up in them all the time.
Right. Sure, that's right.
It's got to be by love.
That's exactly Amen. Right, preacher.
Yes. And that's why Paul said, I'm beseeching you.
That's it.
You know who he's dealing with? Christians
right.
From Rome. Do you know all the idolatry in Israel?
Yeah. Well, amen.
That you present your body.
Yes, sir.
Good preaching, bro.
Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. You draw nigh to God, and he'll draw nigh to you. Romans chapter 6, neither yield ye your members as members. David, get over there with mama. Now. Neither yield your members as members of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from your death, from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God.
Right.
Yield.
Right.
Surrender. Grace, are you listening? Surrender.
Right.
If you're going to get saved, you know what you're going to find out? Got to surrender.
That's right.
Right.
Amen.
You got to lay down the weapons of your warfare.
Yes, sir.
At his feet.
That's it.
Stop the war! You say, who am I warring against? You're warring against God is who you're warring against.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Yield to him.
Yes, sir.
And if you're saved by the grace of God all through your Christian life, you'll find that you've got to surrender yourself. Yield this area.
Right.
Give up in this area. You won't regret it, amen. He said you're to do it. You're presenting a living sacrifice. A living sacrifice, amen. All through the Old Testament, amen, there were dead sacrifices. I mean, there's blood everywhere, pieces, parts, everything. Amen, Brother Adam, everywhere. Blood everywhere. It looks like to me when they ordained that temple, it looked like they was about wading in blood to me.
That's right.
Yeah. It was a bloody mess.
That's right.
He wanted dead sacrifices in that day. Now he wants, in this New Testament church age, living sacrifices.
Right.
Amen. Come on now.
That's
church.
Right.
That's right.
Exactly.
We put enough pressure, amen. Not that we ain't going to preach more on to the lost, amen. But listen, friend, we're preaching to you tonight.
Amen.
Help us.
Amen.
Help us.
God wants you. You're the light. Check it, amen. We could get some mirrors, amen. Hallelujah. Put it under your nostrils. Check it. Yeah. You're living, breathing beings, amen.
Yeah.
And if you're saved by the grace of God, God wants you as a living sacrifice.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. A living sacrifice. Hey, amen. You remember Isaac, amen. He went up there with his daddy. Listen, friend, he was his only son. And he went up that side of the mountain. Well, here's the wood. Listen, but where in the world? Listen, here's the wood. Here's the fire. But where in the world is the sacrifice? Amen. Well, he didn't realize, amen, Abram had every intention he was going to be the sacrifice. Amen. But he said God will provide himself a sacrifice.
Right.
What a prophetic scripture. Don't have time to preach that. Amen. But I'm going to tell you what. Isaac, buddy, he laid himself down.
Yeah.
You know, do you remember Tom Hayes?
Yes, sir.
He ate in our home and everything, and I'm not throwing off. The man's disqualified from the ministry, amen. As far as what I know from the Bible, what I mean.
Right.
That man wrote some great songs that I still sing. Clay in the Potter's Hands. You ever heard New Grace?
Yeah.
Tom Hayes wrote that song.
Right.
Had a touch of God on it, buddy.
Yeah. Sure.
And I'm going to tell you what, he wrote a book that my mom gave me years ago. Listen to what it was entitled. God doesn't want your Isaacs.
Yeah. Right.
He wants you.
Yeah.
He wanted Isaac to be willing, and Isaac laid himself down, and Abram bound him up, amen. And then he raised a knife, and he was going to kill him, and God provided that ram.
Yeah. That's right. Amen, preacher.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
And Isaac went back down that mountain, probably rejoicing. Amen.
Yeah.
Because a substitute took his place. By the way, sinner friend, a substitute took your place.
Right.
His name is Jesus.
Yeah.
And that same mountain that Abraham ascended and the ram come up the other side, amen, was the same mountain, amen, that one day the Lamb of God ascended up, amen, and laid his life down for
amen.
You, amen.
Amen.
Blessed.
And both amen. Isaac and the Lord Jesus are pictures of this living sacrifice. Because yes, one typified that he died, and one literally did die.
Yeah.
But now he's alive forevermore and rose again the third day, and he ever liveth. Amen. And that's what he wants you to be.
Glory to God.
Yes,
a living sacrifice.
Amen.
Amen. See, death to self, that you might live for him. Listen, if you're going to come after him, you've got to deny self.
Yes, sir.
Hardest thing you'll ever do.
Yes, sir. That's right. That's right.
Hardest thing you'll ever do is deny self. We love self.
That's right. So, God, amen. Here's a mirror, you know, big mirror. Looking good. Amen. Yes.
Amen. We love self.
Yeah. That's right.
We love it. You say, ah, oh, I got that all under control, Tim. You let one of us get cross.
That's right.
That's right. You're not going to talk to me that way. Some of our faces are like silly bug, ain't they? You're not going to talk to me that way. They're not going to preach to me that way. Amen. I'll just take my toys and I'll go on down to the Southern Baptist Church.
Yeah.
You won't hear preaching like this there. Amen.
Yeah.
And the preaching you hear here from this pastor, you won't hear that there. You might have your conscience salved, amen, but your soul won't be helped.
That's right.
Amen.
You know what? Sometimes God has to nudge us along a little bit. Sometimes God has what I call, country folks call it, he kicks us in the slats.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay? I'm going to be very gentle here. He kicks us in the hinder parts.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yes, sir.
Man.
And God will use a message, amen, to get us going.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
You're not going to be anything for God as long as you're still alive.
Right.
You've got to die. You've got to deny self. You've got to mortify your members. You've got to be crucified with Christ. He said, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Amen. And the life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Amen. Notice the pattern to follow. We're still in verse number 1. Amen.
It's good.
That's all right. Amen.
That's right.
Amen. Some of y'all are worried because I go all over the Bible trying to quote scripture and stuff like that. Hey, we're, you know, and I listen, I'm not trying to be mean. But they talked about where I went to Bible school. They talked about we need to exegete the scriptures. Exegete. I was from the mountains of Southwest Virginia. I said, exegete. I wonder what that means. I think it's when the preaching gets so boring and dry, man, that even Jesus gets up and exits.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. That's what it was. Yeah,
but you're trying to laugh. That was my definition.
Yes, sir.
But there's nothing wrong with going verse by verse, phrase by phrase. We need to get this, amen. We're saved by the grace of God.
Yes, sir.
Here's the pattern we're supposed to follow. First of all, it's supposed to be holy.
Right.
Amen.
If what you're doing ain't holy, you're not submitted to God.
Right. Amen.
Not in that area anyway. I'm not saying you're not saved, but you're not submitted to God. Because he said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies holy. Holy. You're supposed to be holy as God is holy. Amen. Now how do you do that? The Bible deals in several portions of scripture, and I'm not going to have time to deal with it tonight. Amen. But he talks about we're to put off some things and we're to put on some things.
That's right, right.
Put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof.
Right.
Some of you can't get off that honky-tonk music, amen.
Oh, yeah.
We hear good singing here. Mm-hmm. You say, well, I tell you what, we ought to have some other singing in all these hymns. I mean, look what it's turned these other churches into.
Come on.
Sensual, bunch of sensual mess.
That's right.
Right.
You know, you have towns and float in here. And you know, I'm not trying to, you know, deride somebody's wife.
Right.
But, you know, the other come in is, you know, come in with her little mini dress.
Preach, brother.
Right.
I'll tell you the preaching I used to hear. Come on.
Right.
Go ahead, brother.
Come on now.
Go ahead.
The preaching I used to hear, amen. They said when you wore mini dresses, you was a mean woman.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, dresses.
Listen, we're not trying. We're not trying to advertise.
Amen.
All right,
sir.
I want to commend you ladies. I appreciate how you dress.
Amen.
I appreciate how you have these little girls dressed.
Amen.
And I'm going to tell you, we don't know sometimes. I'm not throwing off on nobody. Don't take me wrong. But you don't know sometimes. Amen. Listen, friend, what you're around sometimes. And I'm going to tell you, it behooves you. Well, you've got a bunch of lesbians and a bunch of sodomites, amen. I'm not interested in a sodomite checking me up, hiding me out, amen.
Amen.
All right.
Yes,
amen.
Sir.
So some of us men need to wear our leotard pants.
Right.
Amen. Right. Hey, well, some of them are wearing them, maybe not here, amen, but I know the women sure like them.
Mm-hmm. That's
right. Right. Well, that's right.
You ever seen them, Timothy? Do they do it in New York?
Yeah, buddy.
You say, I can tell you need to do that something, man. I probably do. I'm walking, amen. I got 20 minutes in, amen. Y'all cut me some slack. Amen. Listen, they got to wear these sensual looking stuff.
That's right.
Well, listen, God ain't pleased with that.
No.
There ain't nothing holy about that.
That's right. That's right,
see, brother. Listen, you can be completely covered, and thank God that you are, but it's important how it lays, too. Now, you say, Brother Rose, you're going overboard. I'll tell you how overboard I am. Where's the sister at? Sister, whatever. I don't know.
Asquith.
No, your mom.
Oh, Barbara Jane.
He don't know your name.
Sister Mama.
No wonder he asked me. He forgot what I preached last year. People that have me in either on strong medication, they forget what I'm preaching.
Her name's Barbara.
Now I forgot what I was going to say. See what happened?
That's right.
But you know, tracks around and stuff like that, that's not holy.
No, it's not.
I remember. You can be completely closed.
Yes, sir.
And I'm going to tell you, it's important how the stuff lays.
That's right.
I'll tell you how serious my mom went to heaven almost 2 years ago was about it. I got laughed at here last time I preached on this. Not here. I'm talking about where I was preaching. My mom would go through the JCPenney catalog and Sears and Roebuck and tear out the dirty pictures.
That's right.
That's right.
It's good. Too
much.
That's right.
Yes, good for her.
Yeah. Man. But you kind of like it. It's kind of like soft core porn.
Yeah,
that's right.
That's exactly right.
I believe it.
Yes, sir.
That's right, preacher.
I know the magazines very much went out the window as far as the robot catalog and all that. Stuff like that. But you're a lot harder stuff than that stuff.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
We kind of like it.
Preacher.
I like that stuff.
Right.
Preach.
But it ain't holy.
That's right.
There ain't nothing holy about it.
Right.
Amen.
We're exercisers.
Yeah.
Amen. We've got our Nike pumps on. Amen. And
they used to call them, I'm not trying to be in any way indecent, amen. They used to call them pantyhose.
Yes.
Right.
I'm not trying to be indecent.
That's right.
That's exactly what they were.
That's
right.
Yeah.
It's Neo. It's, you know, it's God help us.
Yes.
Come
on. We got preachers' wives that dress that way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right.
Well, you know, I'm on the beach getting a tan. But now, amen, we can watch TV church on the internet. My church is on the web. And I'm not fussing at you, amen. My church is on the web, so I'm on the beach. And I'm getting something from the Word of God as I'm laying out my two-piece.
Preach, brother.
Right.
Go ahead, brother.
Word. You ain't getting nothing from God, Bubba.
Right. Right. That's right.
Come on, bird.
Right, brother.
Right. You're right.
God calls on us to be holy people.
Amen.
Right. Yes, sir.
That ain't holy.
Right.
Word.
Help us.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We've come a long, long way, baby.
Right.
Yes, sir.
And you won't get the average evangelist. I'm not talking about these men. You won't get the average evangelist to come in and say, suey, if the hogs was eating them.
Right. Amen. Amen.
You're welcome.
Amen.
Word,
because it will affect the offering, brother. We ain't in this for money.
That's right. Exactly right.
We're in it for the glory of God.
Amen.
And I want your lives. Grace, and I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but if you're saved, if you are saved, I want your life and God to get a hold of your heart.
Amen.
That your life will glorify God.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
You don't have a choice how you dress now.
That's it.
Right. I'm not being mean.
That's
right. We told one of our daughters this evening. She tried to fold up her, and I'm not trying to be mean. Tried to fold up her dress. I said, look, that ain't right there.
Yes,
unfold that dress.
Yes, sir.
You don't like that, do you? Your wife, you know.
I like
she likes to show her knee.
Mm-hmm. Come on,
Amen. Come on, for it. Try it.
Go ahead, brother.
You know, that's why we got all this peekaboo stuff.
That's right. Yeah, that's
exactly. Mini skirts for women. These tights. Mm-hmm. Amen. Tight blue jeans.
Yeah.
Men half naked.
Yeah.
Right.
Bert.
I'm not interested in some.
Yeah. Half naked, all naked.
Amen, friend.
Yes, sir, brother.
I'm not interested in that.
That's right.
God taught me years ago, you know why I heard preaching just like this.
That's right.
That
right.
Told me, amen, I was putting clothes on.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You ain't going to be, well, Brother Rose, if I end up like that, I'll be so heavenly minded, I'll be of no earthly use.
Amen.
And listen, by and large, the church is not having that problem. But they're so earthly minded, there are no heavenly
Amen.
Uses.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Amen.
I ain't mad at nobody but the devil. I'm just trying Amen. To reinforce what this Amen. Preacher all where he preaches.
Right.
And he didn't tell me to do that.
Right.
But I'm going to tell you, amen, these kids, there's a boatload of kids in here that need to hear a man of God right. stand up that still believes you ought to live holy
Amen.
And you ought to give yourself to God
That's
and
right.
let him present you a living sacrifice.
Yes. Right.
Amen.
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 Amen. That's good preaching.
We're not trying to be Hollywood starlets.
That's right.
Yes, sir. Amen. Quit looking in the magazines and trying to style your hair.
That's right.
You ladies, y'all not this way, but doesn't it bother you when you see these ladies, amen, it looks like a chicken hawk ran through their hair looking through a mouse or something. But they styled it that way and they... It used to be that was a mess. Now it's a style. I'm not interested. Y'all saying I'm preaching this out of spite, but I'm not interested in the dippity do look. I'm not interested in being right and cool and awesome.
No, sir.
Well, see, y'all think that meant I'm all mad because I'm about half bald. And I'm not interested in the looks, amen, I'm seeing coming out some of these younger preachers.
That's right.
I'm not interested in their size.
That's exactly right.
Man. My sister told me one time, she wasn't throwing off on me, amen. She says, Rick, she's my sister, okay? She said, you wear, you know, usually dark suits and you wear them shoes that were called preacher shoes. I call them brogues. And you dress like an old man. I said, I'm an old man.
Yeah.
And I'm an old time preacher.
Man.
I'm not, this is a preference, and I'll preface it by saying this. You're not going to catch me in a grape suit. I don't wear grape suits. You know why? I'm a preacher.
Amen.
I'm not a production.
Yes,
right.
Amen, brother.
I was taught, and I do have a few lighter suits. They bought me some suits. That man you come to, they bought me some suits. I got in there looking. I said, he said, he went through them. Said, no, I'm not throwing off. I don't wear that. No, that's not for me. No, don't wear that. Nope. And I had a hard time, amen. Fine. You know, I was taught you ought to dress like a preacher.
Amen.
And some of that stuff stuck with me.
That's right.
You know what? Because I was around holy men.
That's right.
Glory to God.
That's right.
Amen.
And you can say what you want to.
Yes,
it's lasted over 30 years. Lord, I tried to mimic them.
Sure.
That's good.
Amen.
You said you got scripture. Well, that's the problem people have me.
I had scripture for about everything I preach. He said, follow me as I follow Christ.
Yeah.
Paul
Amen.
Said that.
Yes,
and that means to mimic.
That's right. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And I started following him.
Amen, bro.
To God be the glory. You know the reason I preach the way I do, amen? Because that's the kind of preaching I heard. That's the kind of preaching, Sister Ask, was it took hold of me.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
And God made me that kind of preacher.
Hey.
To God be the glory. I don't have time to go through all these scriptures, amen. A lot of scriptures. But notice this. He said it's holy, it's acceptable unto God.
Right. Yes, sir.
Acceptable.
And then it looks like y'all got a boat anyway, man. So I ain't going to try to deal with verse number two. It looks like verse number one was quite a message, amen. Not it was a great message or nothing. It's just the word of God.
Amen.
You want to be well-pleasing to God?
Amen.
Or do you want to be well-pleasing to men?
That's
you.
Right.
That's you, brother.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
Now you can dress, look like, follow after, go the places that the world goes. And you will be acceptable to most preachers, most churches, and most so-called Christians. But I don't know about you, I want to be acceptable to God.
Yes, man.
Right.
Now, I'm not saying that getting saved over and over again, but I tell you what, you said, well, there ain't no difference. And you know, sometimes we say, and I understand what people are saying, I can go so far with them, that God treats everybody the same. But that ain't totally true.
Right.
Because there's some people God looks to and shows favor for.
Yes, sir.
Check it out. That's what the Bible says.
Yeah, that's sure. Right.
Absolutely.
Amen.
That's right.
God didn't just choose everybody. He chose a Daniel.
Yeah. That's right.
God didn't just choose any maiden. He chose Mary.
Man.
You know why? She kept herself.
Amen.
So, you want to be used of God? You better get a hold of this and start keeping yourself.
That's right.
Right.
Hey, if you want anything to be born of you that's going to have any virtue and give praise to God, you better keep yourself.
Amen.
I don't have time to preach all that. There's too much preaching in that.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
We're way behind on this. I tell you, independent Baptists have went to Hollywood. It's upset me so much. Listen, friend, I'm a Baptist according to the Bible because I believe the Bible. And I'm not a Baptist brother, but I'm a Baptist, amen. But it's made me so sick, I wanted to say, fooey on all of it. Because they don't believe what I believe according to the Bible.
That's right.
Worldly, sensuous, contemporary, God help us.
Amen.
I'm just going to mention these, amen. He said it's your reasonable service, by the way. And most people think it's very unreasonable. There's people probably here tonight that say this kind of preaching, that's very unreasonable. For Rose to preach that way and this pastor to preach the way he does and these preachers, Brother Tim, to call on us to repent, get right with God, quit all this filth. But it's very reasonable.
That's right, yes it is.
Amen. And so you're going to have to purge yourself of these worldly pleasures. Let me give you this in closing. I'm not going to preach it. He said, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. It all starts right here. If you make, I don't care what you think about it, amen. I know I'm not being smart at it, and I'm not saying I know more than anybody else, but I do know the Bible.
Yeah.
Most everything God deals with you about starts right here.
Yes.
In your mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
God's got to get a hold of your mind. That's really important. Your mind ain't cloudy.
That's right.
Because
I know God can do anything, but a lot of times people don't get nothing from God.
Mm-hmm.
Because our mind's all that stuff.
That's right.
It's 1,000 miles away from here. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
See, he said do it by the renewing of your mind. Here's an illustration. I got Brother Zane. Thank you, Brother Zane. I pray God bless you for that.
That's right.
And the preacher. Some water. Give the preacher
That's
water.
That's right. It's good, brother.
Preacher water. God bless you for that. That's what the Bible says. Amen. And I'm going to tell you one thing. Here's the illustration of conformity. Mm-hmm. This water right here gets conformed to the image of this bottle.
Correct. Right.
Now, if I was getting one of them rinky-dink bottles, if you're really thirsty, that don't do you no good.
Right.
That just makes you more thirsty, man. I'd appreciate it if y'all gave me that, if y'all just put them up there. But listen, friend, listen, if I took this bottle of water and poured it into that little rinky-dink or another glass, maybe a glass, it would take the form or the image, it would conform to the image of that glass, cup, or bottle.
Right.
Whether it's large or small, whatever, it's going to conform. So here's what God's telling us to do in my country and active. Quit trying to fit in the mold of the world.
That's right.
If you're saved and truly saved, now God gives you a will. God gives you a will to get saved. But what we forget sometimes, Michael, God gives you a will after you're saved.
Yes, that's right.
Sure does. That's the reason I can't force it. I can preach it, but I can't force it.
Am I right?
But if you want to be used of God, then you're going to have to get out of the mold of the world and be conformed to the image of His dear Son.
Yes, sir.
You're right, Bert.
Quit being conformed to the world. Quit being the mold of the world.
Amen, bro.
You know, your kids are watching it. My kids are watching me. Brother David, I'll be honest with you. You know, if we're not careful, even when we get older, our kids get older, if we're not careful, we'll start to slip. About some things. And things we used to not do,
right,
and you stand strong about, we'll let up in some areas, Mom.
That's right, boy.
And our kids are watching that. And what they end up doing, they get a little bit of the world in their lives. And I shared with my kids this morning devotion, a little leaven. You know, here's that lump. Mama's making biscuits. She made them too. I told her one time, I said, the only sugar I want in my bread is your fingerprints. Mm-hmm. And she knew. She said, I fucked the work off that little house book, amen. I was reading the little house book, amen, and that's what Mr. Engel's saying, amen. Well, I was trying to use it to my thing. Anything gets some sugar, amen.
That's exactly right.
That's it. And so here's Mama. She's pressing out the dough, working the dough, kneading the dough. And you know that dough, y'all, Mark, that dough just... But Mama, amen, of course, a lot of the, you know, flour and stuff, I'm not a dummy about it, even though I don't know how to make biscuits, amen. It'll have that fermentation at least in it, amen. But used to it, man, you know, that dough was just sitting around, mind its own business, and all of a sudden, that little mama, amen, takes that yeast and puts that yeast in there. That's what sin does.
That's right.
Yeah, you're right.
So you let a little bit of world in and a little bit of leaven.
Yeah.
That's leaven's right. The whole lump.
That's right. Right. Amen.
We're not trying to be better than anybody.
That's right.
I told Pastor Dave, this ain't a contest. It ain't a contest between the pastor and Brother Tim and Brother Moore. This ain't a contest.
Right.
Who can preach the other one?
Oh,
I went to a church one time, Brother Church, amen, and they let me know from the get-go, amen, I couldn't preach harder than their preacher. I couldn't preach nothing their preacher had to preach, amen. Well, years down the road, you found out, amen, it's all full of the world.
Mm-hmm.
We wasn't there to preach the preacher.
Right.
We're trying to glorify Jesus.
Amen.
Right.
And if the end of it ain't glorifying Jesus, it's all null and void anyhow.
That's right.
Yeah. Yes, sir. That's exactly right.
So that's important that you make sure how you live is how God wants you to live.
Yeah.
Okay. In total surrender to God.
Amen.
Now, Fort Donaldson, and I wasn't able to preach, man, I'm ringing wet. I ain't got strength. At Fort Donaldson, amen, there was a, I can't remember if he was a lieutenant then. I don't think he was lieutenant general then. But he's my favorite general. I don't care if you like him or not. I like him. Nathan Bedford Forrest.
Yeah.
He was from Tennessee, and he was a fighter. And a lot of the generals didn't like him because he'd never been to school. He'd never been to West Point. But he knew how to fight. They said, how do you fight? You get there the firstest with the mostest. That's what it said, amen. The firstest with the mostest, amen. And he knew how to fight. And I'm going to tell you one thing. That general said, we're going to surrender the fort to U.S. Grant. It was unconditional surrender Grant. That's what they started calling it, man. U.S. Grant. Unconditional Grant. Surrender Grant. They said, we're going to surrender the fort. He said, there's a way out. My scouts tell me there's a way out. We don't have to surrender. We don't have to surrender all these men. He said, the general over him said, we're going to surrender. He said, I'm not surrendering. And he took his men out, amen, through the frozen earth. It was during the winter time, and through the frozen earth, amen, and through the frozen rivers, amen, and escaped to fight another day. I want to use him as illustration, amen. There's people that hear this from the Bible, and they're going to say, I'm not going to surrender. But I got news for you. At the end of the Civil War, they all surrendered. They didn't have no choice. There wasn't no more men to fight. There wasn't hardly any guns to fire. And everything in the land had been about ate up. Your best option when you hear a message like this, if you're saved, is to yield yourself to God.
Amen.
Lock, stock, and barrel.
Amen.
And you'll certainly be the benefactor. You say, well, I'm not going to yield, I'm not going to give in, and I'm not going to give up. You'll be the loser. Sinner, listen to me. If you won't yield to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, if you won't come to Him by faith, repenting of your sins, you're going to be the loser. We can't make you get right with God, but one day you'll wish you did. Total surrender is the way to go. Run up the white flag. Say, I surrender.
Yeah.
I surrender.
Amen.
Pastor.
Amen.
Good preacher, brother. 384.